goes by the pseudonym Bo Snerdly.
It's time for the Soul of Excellence.
He is a radio host at 77 WABC here in New York.
The Rush Hour is on the air.
Rush.
Now here's Bo Snerdly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Welcome, my friends, to the Wednesday edition of Bo Snerdly's Rush Hour here on WABC. If you would like to be part of the program this afternoon, 800-848-WABC is the number to reach us, 800-848-9222. And as usual, as always, as every day, there is more news to get into than we will possibly have time for. Pete Buttigieg, he has some job in the administration. What is he again? Oh, yeah, he's the transportation secretary. The guy who shows up about a month or two late, usually for whenever there's an incident like East Palestine. But he is vowing today that there will be accountability if an investigation finds there are specific entities or individuals responsible for the Baltimore Bridge collapse. Now, already, there are people, a person in particular, that are saying this was planned. This is part of a way to cripple the United States. Yeah. And, of course, that is just, that's Kool-Aid to the conspiracy theorists. That's hopium to the conspiracy theorists. They all hope it's true. So they're taking a good dose of hopium. See, another. I don't know, and I don't think anyone can know without a total investigation into what has happened, if this were just some accident or if something else is lurking behind that cargo ship that suddenly lost power. There are news stories that say this ship had issues before. But the conspiracies have already begun, and certainly this announcement from Pete Buttigieg is going to fuel even more. Because now he's openly speculating about it, I suppose. There's going to be accountability if an investigation finds there are specific entities or individuals responsible for the Baltimore Bridge collapse. Well, what was responsible was that a ship ran into it. That's the entity. A ship hit a structure and it fell apart. And I read another piece yesterday. Did you know there's technology to help prevent these kind of things from happening? They have on these bridges, there's something that they can install around the pillars. It's like a guardrail for the pillars so that if something hits it, it deflects off these guardrails. But they cost about $3 million to install. And this bridge didn't have them. So there's going to be hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars of commerce loss. I saw another story about Baltimore today. Do you know that if you're a resident of Baltimore, the city is selling houses for as cheap as a buck? Yeah, you can pick up some of those houses. When they shot the wire, a lot of it was around, some of the shooting was around these neighborhoods where they had row after row of boarded up, banged up houses. Well, apparently, you can pick one up if you're a resident in Baltimore for a buck. Now, you have to say that you have to prove you have 90,000 bucks somewhere to do a rehab on the house. But you can get the house for a buck. So, I mean, think about it. If you have the money to rehab a house, you can pick up a house in Baltimore for under 100,000 bucks. Anyway, and that's just till the next riot. Because remember, who was that good-looking gal that was the mayor down there? Kind of brainless, but she was good-looking. For sure. I forgot her name right now. She was really easy on the eyes. That's the one who, when they were rioting, said, we have to give the rioters space so that they can destroy. Oh, you didn't hear about that, did you, Diego? Oh, we had fun with that one. Yeah, we have to give them room to destroy. We have to give them space. But I'll tell you, she wasn't a bad, she was good to look at. Yeah. And then the mayor before that was engaged in some kind of criminal activity. I forgot how she ended up thieving money. And I think she's running again. I don't think, I did, maybe she went to jail and she's out, or maybe it was just like a, you know, wear the ankle bracelet or something. But she's running again. Or she was. And now they have this kid mayor. This guy, he wears like a leather coat. He looks like a hood rat, pretty much. And he's the mayor. And he has asked the media to stop playing the video of the bridge falling down. He says the mass media shouldn't be playing that video over and over again. It's traumatizing for the people of Baltimore to see it. Really? You live in a place where murder, mayhem, is the order of the day. And you hear gunshots all night long. You know, they did a great, one of the best ever HBO miniseries on how ugly the city is, how violent it is, how infected with drugs and a dysfunctional culture it is. And yet, these people who are used to walking over bodies, hearing gunshots throughout the night, they're going to be traumatized by watching a video of a bridge coming down. They're not traumatized by life in Baltimore already? You looking up that mayor? That's her, Stephanie Rawlings, whatever, Blake. Did I tell you? Hey, mm-hmm. She was all that. And she had that little attitude, looked, it looked so, you know, yeah. She was all that and then some. Was. I know it's sexist, like, and I'm going to get text on it. Why are you ogling, whatever the right pronunciation of that is? Because she was in the news. And she used to dress up really nice. And even when she made that statement about letting the rioters have some room, you know, everybody else in the media was jumping all over that statement. Oh, this is terrible. Here's this liberal Democrat woman. She's basically endorsing the right. I said, yeah, but look at her. Yeah, but look. I'm just kidding. Did you hear about Jon Stewart? Oh, this is rich. This is rich. You know, Jon Stewart, I really do not. I try my best not to make things personal, not to call people names, not to hyperventilate over people. But Jon Stewart is one of these people that pontificates endlessly against people like Donald Trump. This guy just sits on his high horse and pontificates out the wazoo. I didn't like him when he was, like, watching him. I don't know him. I may like him in person. I never liked watching him when he did that Daily Show. I think I saw maybe 15 minutes of it in entirety. I didn't like the way he used to pontificate. The left always used to go to him like he's some kind of a cultural expert. Well, Jon Stewart was on TV the other day. He was on, interviewing Shark Tank star Kevin O'Leary, who commented that Donald Trump, this ruling against Donald Trump, the property, the Letitia James fraudulent persecution of Trump, didn't go over with the real estate industry. Because these people were thinking that they could be the next target. And Jon Stewart got on his high horse and started bashing Trump. These are not victimless crimes. They are not victimless crimes. He said that money isn't infinite. A loan that goes to the liar doesn't go to someone who's giving a more honest evaluation. So the system becomes incentivized for corruption. Oh, yeah, he was all over Trump. Oh, Trump lied about the value of his properties. Yes, I am kidding. already I'm getting the thing because I talked about that mayor in Baltimore. I have a female, very dear, wonderful, beautiful, and you look better than her anyway, telling me, oh, you're not kidding. You're gaming on this woman. No, I wasn't. Just radio comedy. I mean, she is a good-looking gal. Well, she was. Like I said, I mean, the elevator, you know, not the brightest bulb in the political jar, but okay. But you put her, I'm going to tell you, if there was ever a bikini contest, she'd win flat out. She'd be the number one politician in America. In America. Anyway, where was I? It was John Stewart. So this guy's arguing, oh, Trump, he's such a horrible person. He inflated the prices of his properties. And money isn't infinite. Because he inflated his property, there's less money for someone else. It doesn't work like that in the economy, John. But that's okay, beside the point. He said that failing to declare a higher market value on property while paying taxes based on a lower assessed value constitutes fraudulent behavior. Oh, he was all over Donald Trump. Well, guess what? Somebody looked at his property. You know what? Let me just read the quote from John Stewart. The Attorney General of New York knew that Trump property values were inflated because when it came to pay taxes, Trump undervalued the very same properties. It was all part of a very specific real estate practice known as lying. Okay. Well, somebody looked at John Stewart's property. Back in 2014, he sold a property he had in Tribeca, very glitzy neighborhood in New York, right below Soho. There's Tribeca. He sold his 6,280 square foot Tribeca duplex for $17 million in 2014. But according to the 2014 assessor records attained by the New York Post, the property had an estimated market value of only $1,882. The actual assessor valuation was even lower, $847,000. And yet he sold it for $17.5 million. The records show that John Stewart paid significantly lower property taxes, which were calculated based on the lower assessor valuation price. This is exactly what he called Donald Trump out for, and he did it himself. Everybody in real estate does it. Everybody knows that the assessed value that you're paying isn't the market value. It's the assessed value, what it's really worth. If you can get more, you get more. But no, he's calling Donald Trump out. Oh, it's lying. Oh, it's not victimless. Hey, John, who are your victims? Are you going to apologize? John, do you want to go back and pay more taxes because you valued your property for less? Hey, John, you're going to go on TV and kind of give Donald Trump an apology? No, I don't think you will. Easy to criticize, ain't it? Arrogant liberals. Man, this is so good. Bryan Adams, 1984. He goes into Little Mountain Sound. It's up in Vancouver. Records Run to You for his fourth studio album, Reckless. Nominated 1985 Music Video Awards in five different categories. Bryan Adams, on WABC. Coming up this hour, in just a minute or less, listen to the 77 WABC News Road to the Election Update. RFK Jr. has now picked a vice president to run with him, showing that he is serious about his bid. Yeah, he wants to beat the Democrats and Republicans with his independent bid for the White House. Norm Layden has more on the road to the election right here on WABC. Run to you.
This is Greg Kelly. To my friends in the construction business, if you've been injured on the job, make just one call to the Construction Accident Lawyers at the law offices of Darren T. Moore. With hundreds of five-star reviews, they fight for more justice for every client and have secured millions of dollars in compensation for New York construction workers. Call 888-444-ATTY. That's 888-444-2889 for a free consultation. More diligence, more persistence, and more justice.
Prior results don't guarantee similar outcomes.
The Rush Hour is on the air. Attention Ditto Heads. Attention Bo Scouts.
Rush
on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Birthday today. Tony Banks, born in 1950. English musician. Songwriter. Singer, film composer, keyboardist, and founding member of Genesis. Here on WABC, happy birthday to Tony Banks. All right, yesterday at the end, the very end of our program, right before we got into rapid phones, Carlos had a question. He asked me why I do so many stories concerning the ASS. And I told him that the stories just were in the news. It's my job to report. Now, if you weren't with us yesterday, some guy named Little Rod, who is one of the people that is accusing Diddy, whatever his name is now, Puff Diddy, Puff Daddy, Puff Diddy, Diddy that, Diddy this, tickety-boo, Mr. Diddy. Somebody is, he's being accused of doing a lot of stuff that's not good. And this guy, Little Rod, accused him, put it in the legal filing, that Diddy was constantly and unwantonly touching his anus. And I didn't even think to ask the question, why was your anus exposed to Diddy? And I didn't even want to get into any of that because I don't, ill. The whole thing is just, but Carlos wanted to know, why does this happen? Why are you reporting this? And because on the week before I did a Daily Mail story, there's a new book out about all the things that men put up their bums. And I reported on it on Saturday because it's in the news. It's an education. So he asked me this question and I just told him the truth because it's in the news. Less than 20 minutes after this program ended, I sent Carlos and Diego a news story. And I am not going to report it to you. They are going to tell you, because both of them wanted to know, why are you always doing these stories about what's up people's bums? Because they're in the news. Diego, Carlos, what was the story that I sent you less than 20 minutes after the show ended?
The story, the headline is so funny. Suspected NYC cop killer stashed shiv in body cavity in case he needed it that night. It just comes back and back, the ASS, da booty, to put it like
da booty,
da booty.
It says he was taken to the hospital when an X-ray revealed he had a homemade shiv, a sharp razor or smallish knife, hidden in his butt.
Was that on the list of things that men stuck up their bums on Saturday?
No.
All right, well, add it to the list because...
But wait a minute. And don't you remember 2 months ago, we talked incessantly about the guy that had a .22 caliber gun stuck up his butt.
Yeah,
and I didn't know how he could get the gun up his butt.
Oh, my God.
A whole gun. So now you have this guy with a knife up his butt. And then there were their guns. I mean, I don't understand this stuff, but I'm telling you, I don't do this. This stuff is being reported.
Do you remember
Do
you remember the ping pong guy?
The who?
The ping pong ball guy. Like a year ago, we did a story.
No.
And actually, you said you didn't want to do the story, but we did it anyway because that's how the show works. About the man who was found dead, electrocuted while pleasuring himself, and a ping pong ball was stuck up his bum. Do you remember that?
Oh,
all of
goodness.
This reminded me of that, and that was like a year ago. So,
so the only reason that we do these stories is because
they just keep coming to us.
They just keep coming. Yeah, I mean,
thank you guys. They just keep coming.
This is
so
from
to speak.
This article is from yesterday, around the time the show ended. So yeah,
exactly. And they just keep coming, so to speak, to us. Who's this?
This is Air Supply.
I'm all out of love.
Yeah.
I'm all out of stuff to put in my.
Whoa.
Birthday, Walter Stocker from Air Supply, who scored so many hits. Born in 1953. Time to check in with Kim Komando here on Bo Snerdly's. Oh, your phone calls are so coming up. Here on Bo Snerdly's Rush Hour on WABC. Keep it right here.
Rush. It's the Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
The year was 1965. The Supremes scored their fourth United States of America number one single with this one, the Holland Dozier Holland song. It was Diana Ross's birthday the other day. We celebrated that here. Supremes, the most successful female vocal group ever. To this day. One of Motown's biggest acts ever. Diana Ross and the Supremes on WABC. You know, as Diego was mentioning, that headline was kind of funny, but of course, The cop that was killed, this New York City police officer, I mean, that story is just horrific in all of this. Now, the fact that the guy was discovered to have a shiv up his butt because he was anticipating being thrown back in jail for something. He didn't know what is a little bit of irony about the times that we're living in. But let me just say this about that. The guy did the perp walk, this alleged killer. And do you know there were New Yorkers lined up shouting at him? The anger over this killing of this police officer is so intense. I think people in this city are about fed up. They're fed up with the lawlessness. They're fed up with the fact that these convicted criminals are free over and over again to warn the streets. In fact, I have a story somewhere in the many stacks. I just found it. Here it is. The New York City Sergeants Benevolent Association has warned city council members to skip slain officer Jonathan Diller's funeral this weekend. He accused them of being complicit in his death through their twisted ideology on policing. SBA President Vincent Verlong wrote Wednesday that the city council members who show up to Saturday morning service would shed a few crocodile tears and use the event, the slain officer's funeral, as a good photo op. The council members who are vehemently and inexplicably against public safety are responsible for the carnage in the streets and the heartbreak brought about by police officer Diller's completely avoidable death. People are fed up. They're fed up. And Kathy Hochul can talk all she wants to about this get tough talk. Mayor Adams can talk all he wants to. People are demanding change. They are tired of this. We'll see whether they get change. Out in California, a Romanian gang has been busted. Romanian. For wiping out Californians' bank accounts, they've been skimming their debit cards at cash registers. One of Romania's most wanted criminals was apprehended here. How do they get in this country, you ask? Through the porous southern border. Orange County authorities busted 48 people connected to an organized ring using card scheming operations to steal people's on public assistance and their ATM accounts. They're stealing their EBT cards, their food stamp cards, and cashing them in for millions of dollars. They are in this country because of Joe Biden's and the Democrat Party's open borders. That's why they are here. Let me quickly address two foreign policy issues. Right now, the United States of America is being warned by Iraq. Militants in Iraq, part of a militia, are warning the United States to get out or else get carried out in body bags. At the same time, there is a big story today, that's Iraq, about the Taliban in Afghanistan, where Joe Biden cut and run. And here's what the leader of one of the Taliban is saying. His name is Mullah Hibatullah Akhundzada, something like that. I'm probably botching his last name. But he's talking about the way that the Taliban deal with women. And he says this to us, to the Western world. He says, you say it's a violation of women's rights when we stone them to death? He said, but soon we will implement the punishment for adultery. We will flog women in public. We will stone them to death in public. He says, these are all against your democracy, but we will continue doing it. We both say we defend human rights. We do it as God's representatives, you as the devil's. So they are justifying now. He said, do women want the rights that Westerners are talking about? They are against Sharia and clerics' opinions. I told the Mujahideen that we tell Westerners that we fought against you for 20 years and we'll fight 20 even more years against you. It did not finish when you left. It doesn't mean that we would just now sit and drink tea. We will bring Sharia to this land. Now, let me just say this about these two stories. There are many American young men and women, some of them, like the six who died because of Joe Biden's reckless unilateral withdrawal in Afghanistan, chaotic, unplanned. There are many Americans who pay the ultimate price for our actions in Iraq and Afghanistan following the terrorist attacks of 2001. Joe Biden and the Democrats have cut and run. Americans invested billions of dollars. We left over $180 billion of military equipment in Afghanistan. No one knows where it is now, probably dispersed in the hands of our enemies all over the world, thanks to Joe Biden. And everything that we worked for, everything that Americans gave their lives for in Iraq and Afghanistan, it's for nothing. Nothing. Because Joe Biden cut and run. And now the Iraqis are warning us, you better get out because we're going to start killing Americans. He already ran from Afghanistan, and they're going right back to the Stone Ages. All of the blood, the sweat, the tears, the lives lost, American treasure, the lives of American men and women wasted. And these nations are reverting right back to what they were because we did not have the courage or the political will to actually stay the course and make sure that these nations were safe. For the first time in history, modern history, going back over 100 years, Afghan women had a chance to be free. And Joe Biden has sent them and condemned them right back to the Stone Age. And not a peep from the feminists who claim in this country and abroad who claim to represent women. Not a peep. It's okay. It's over there. It's those people. It's a disgrace. And no one will call him out on it. I got two other stories to get to that I on the top stack. There are so many stories. Houston, Texas. The mayor there just came into power. He was elected in December, took office in January. He says the city is completely broke. They have no money. They're pretty much bankrupt as a city. $160 million deficit. So what he's ordering, a 5% across the board cut in all city government, except for police and fire. Now, one of the things that is helping to bankrupt this city, illegal immigration, along with others. What are they doing in New York while criminals roam the streets? Dig this, folks. State lawmakers are moving to reward their public employee paymasters with a fat pension raise that will cost you, the taxpayer, billions of dollars. Democrats in the New York State Senate and Assembly have passed resolutions requiring pensions for public employees hired after 2012 to be based on their salaries for the last 3 years of their service, peak earnings. So they're giving their Democrat friends in the government workforce a big pay raise in their pensions. You are going to pay for it. This is money laundering. These government unions, they support Democrats. Democrats get in office and give them their reward. And here's more money for you. It's a circle. And you are the only ones being jerked. Who's this?
This is Elvis. On this day in 1972, Elvis Presley recorded what would be his last major hit, Burning Love, which became number two on the U.S. chart, written by Dennis Lind and originally recorded by country soul artist Arthur Alexander. And he included it on his 1972 self-titled album and covered and brought to fame by Elvis, becoming the biggest hit in the U.S., and everything else.
Yeah. Elvis Presley with his last big hit here on WABC. Time to check in with Lou Dobbs. It's Ryan Lang filling in for Lou Dobbs today. Rapid phones coming up.
James Golden, known popularly as Bo Snerdly.
This is The Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly.
Rush.
There are some important birthdays today. Sarah Vaughan was born in 1924. To this day, there is the Sarah Vaughan Day in San Francisco and Berkeley in honor of the American icon, Sarah Vaughan. Bunny Sigler, who helped create the Philadelphia sound, was born in 1941. In Excess has a birthday today, 1953. Oh, no, wrong one. I'm so sorry about that. In Excess, Andrew Farris, 1959. And, of course, in 1970, she's a babe in the woods. The one, the only, Mariah Carey. One of the most successful female artists of all time has a birthday. Five singles. Her first five singles turned out to be number one singles. And her career, don't even talk about Christmas. Amazing. On WABC Talk Radio 77.
James Golden, a.k.a. Bo Snerdly, presents Rapid Phones.
We start off in Brooklyn with Robert. Robert, good afternoon. How are you?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. 3 points. Number one, you mentioned about people getting their stolen information off their cards. Just people might want to consider RFID blocking sleeves, RFID blocking sleeves. Another thing is Rudy, second point, Rudy mentioned that Buttigieg, he was going to help Maryland. They didn't care about Hawaii and Ohio, but they're going to help Maryland. But Buttigieg then makes a comment that all our bridges couldn't sustain such a thing. How could he say such a horrific thing? So now all our enemies know how vulnerable we are. Shame on him. So now when I ride the subway, I don't have to be afraid of being assaulted by some crazy criminal. I have to tell you about because Buttigieg, what he said. And the other point is Katie Rogers, New York Times, made a report that Obama is pulling the strings in the White House. It's like his third term. Obama screwed Israel in the first term. He had Netanyahu waiting in the waiting room for when he ate. And then he screwed him in the second term. Everyone thought he repented, but he screwed him with the Iran deal and the UN resolution. And then again, they screwed Israel now under Biden, the third term of Obama. When they screwed him with the UN resolution, they didn't veto it, and they're not giving it no
to
supply.
It is clear. The Democrats talk out of both sides of their mouth. They talk with forked tongue when it comes to Israel. They say they support them out of the other side of their mouth, and where their actions are, they don't. Thank you. Let's go to Sandra in New Jersey. Sandra, you're up next.
Oh, hi, James. I say this with a heavy heart. Lloyd Austin set up a meeting. You know, he's the defense secretary,
yes.
And he set up a meeting with Israel's defense minister, Yoav Galan. And you know what the members of the Palestine Youth Movement did? They threw manure in front of his house and Jake Sullivan's house. It's just like, how low can these people go? And it breaks my heart. And that's why I say this with a heavy heart. It's sad. It's sad. You can't even...
It is sad to see. And these protesters have disrupted traffic. They have done vandalism. They are protesting. They are pro-Hamas protesters. That's what we have going on in this country. In Charleston, South Carolina, Jerry's on the line. How are you, Jerry?
I'm real good, Mr. Snurley. Thanks for the Elvis. That was great. My comments about the Baltimore Bridge, and I just don't think it's ironic that the Francis Scott Key Bridge is now gone. And the name of their agenda is Build Back Better. And the only way to build back is something has to be gone.
That's a very interesting point you make. Wow. What a note to end on. My friends, we're back tomorrow. Andrew Giuliani is going to be here tomorrow with us too. May God bless and protect each and every single one of you, your family, your loved ones. Love and gratitude for your being here with me and allowing me to be with you. Tomorrow's Thursday. God willing, we'll be back for Boston Early's Thursday edition on the Rush Hour. Till then, my friends, bye.